This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What should you do here? What should you do trade deadline tomorrow? I think this is actually the time to think big picture here.
Okay.
And folks, chime in if you wish. 216-474-0092. I don't like to think this way about things too often, but I think this is necessary here. You tell me if you agree with this or not.
Okay.
First thing that needs to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
The Haslams need to know, is Andrew Berry my general manager moving forward? And is Kevin Stefanski my coach? And I know they both received contract extensions. You're 2-7. It's the National Football League, and things happen fast. Has any doubt crept into your mind about Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski if you're Jimmy and Dee Haslam, J.W. Johnson,
if
the ownership
them?
Group?
Are they
your guys still?
All right. Well, I think part of that question is who pulled the trigger on Deshaun Watson? Because the ripple effect is brutal, especially even if you're trying to make a move right now. And it has to do with, you know, cap space, and it has to do with luxury tax, and it has to do with all of these things that are going on, all because they thought one player was the answer, and he turned out not to be. So if the Haslams believe that's on them, then I would 100% stick with what I have. If they believe the ultimate reason that he's here is because of them, then I don't know why you would change.
And if they were convinced to make the deal and give the contract to Deshaun Watson by somebody in the front office or in their
management
team?
You got to believe one of three
team?
People thought it was a great idea. If it wasn't Jimmy Haslam, one of three people thought it was a great idea. Kevin Stefanski, who I don't think wields that much power,
I agree
to bring
you.
Him in at that point.
I agree with you.
So
on that.
Now you're talking about Andrew Berry or
Paul DePodesta. Or the Haslams.
So one of those three ultimately had to put their, you know, stand up on the table and go, we have got to get this deal done.
I think you just absolutely nailed it. I think that's the most critical thing here. Whoever If the Haslams insisted on the Deshaun Watson deal, well, then they're stuck. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold that against Andrew Berry. You can't hold it against DePodesta. You can't hold it against Kevin Stefanski. If anybody else other than the Haslams insisted on the Deshaun Watson trade, you're moving on from that person. And maybe now. I mean, maybe here during the bye week. You know, and I don't know who it was. They know who it was. If it happened to be Andrew Berry, Andy, do you want Andrew making trades at the trade deadline? I honestly think this is really big picture stuff. And I think Andrew Berry has done an okay job as general manager. I think he's made some nice trades. I think some of his free agent signings have been good. But remember, in the NFL, most free agent signings are Band-Aids. They're Band-Aids who might perform pretty well and last a couple of years, but most free agent signings in the NFL are Band-Aids, and I don't think his draft record is very good. So they need to decide that. Is he your guy? Is Kevin Stefanski your guy? And I think that sets the tone for the trade deadline and the rest of this year. Now, the trade deadline's tomorrow. I would, at 2-7, if I'm Andrew Berry, and let's just assume he's going to be here, and I do assume he's going to be here, and he's going to be the guy making these trades. At 2-7, anybody who is not in your plans for next year, who you think, yeah, we're going to move on from them for next year, and we're going to do that in the offseason. Well, if you can do it before 4 o'clock tomorrow, I would do it now. Anybody who you don't think is in your plan for next year. That includes Jameis Winston. That includes Elijah Moore. I don't know if these guys are in their plans or not. If they think Jameis is coming back, then I'm not going to trade him. If you think Elijah Moore is a guy you want to keep, then I'm not going to trade him. But if you don't think these guys are in your plans, Andy, I would move on. And I would try to get as much as I can, either in player who I like. You can always trade player for player. Because, you know, they seem to have a better record in picking up players who have played in the league and have accomplished something than they do in drafting guys.
They are. I agree with that. Yeah.
So I don't mind a player for player trade. If you're going to get draft choices, get draft choices. Anybody not in the plan for next year, fine. Here's one other thing that I would add to this.
Can I? Okay, go ahead.
I'm looking big picture here.
Mm-hmm.
If the Haslams think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are seeing their contracts through, you know, they signed the big extensions and they don't plan to make any moves. If a guy is not in your plans next season, you know, I mean, you could trade a guy with another year to go on his contract if you think you can get a big return for him.
Right.
I'm open to just about anything here because this is a 2-7 team. And it looks like it needs some help. So I don't think they'll make huge deals. I don't think they'll make a ton of deals. But I'll tell you what, I think anybody's fair game.
I don't know that everybody's fair game. I think there are contract restrictions on a lot of these guys because of what we're looking at, because of the
Agreed.
Implications on Deshaun. Well, like, I don't see them. I cannot see them trading Myles Garrett. Like, I don't think there's any way.
I would hate that.
There's all kinds of implications based on his contract.
Exactly.
And so it's really difficult. So now you're asking yourself, who are you going to trade? And you're looking at guys that are their contracts are up.
Mike Florio wrote
so
a story.
So 1 year deal. But here's my point on this whole thing.
Could David Njoku be involved? And I thought, oh, my God, really?
What's the Njoku have left on his deal then?
Not sure.
Okay, I'll look that up.
I saw Florio wrote that, and I just thought, oh, my goodness.
I'm looking at, you know, what they have in the future, and you tell me if they have enough draft picks, Jeff, because when you go into 2025, you know, you picked up a third rounder. So you have your first, your second, two-thirds, a fourth. You do not have – and this is interesting. You don't have a fifth rounder – because of the trade for Za'Darius Smith. So if you went out and got a fifth rounder for him, would that make you feel better?
I would think.
Equity-wise, does that make you feel better?
I would think you get about a fifth rounder for Za'Darius.
Okay, so then it's a wash.
If they can turn it into anything more,
right?
Fine.
If they can get a fifth rounder for him, I guess it's time spent, right?
Sure.
At least that's what the judge would tell me. Well, all right, we'll consider time spent. Sixth round next year, they have their pick, plus they also have the Chris Williams pick, so they'll get that, and they also have, so they have three picks in the sixth round.
Great.
So, and then in the seventh round, they have one pick.
Just stop.
I'm just telling you what they have, Jeff. That's why I'm not thrilled about picking up picks.
Andy?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to get into this next segment. I'll tell you why we're not thrilled at picking up picks. John's in Cleveland. Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hey. You know, I called Carmen last week and said all this, and they like laughed me off the air. Oh, you're crazy. And then today's show, that's all it was about.
Whose show? You know, not ours.
No. Oh. It was Ken. But,
oh, all right.
You know, we are the next 2 years. It's going to be bad. 76 and 78 million. But somehow next year is $100 million cap hit for Deshaun. I don't know how that works.
Because they pushed all the money down the road? That's why.
Yeah, and then right. And then even a veteran quarterback, you're looking at 27 million. So right there, and then if you draft a quarterback in the first round, you're locked up 130, 140 in quarterbacks. I would trade every single piece. I wouldn't trade JOK, but I would trade anybody. And people are worth more at the deadline.
Can like you trade somebody who's on the IR even? I don't even know if you can.
Oh, sure.
You can? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think – I think Smith, we can get a lot more from just a second round. They're like – in their eyes, they're one piece away.
No, John, that, like, you know what?
Look, Chubb,
did you see what Deontay Johnson brought the Panthers? They sent Deontay Johnson in a seventh to the Ravens for a sixth. I mean, trades are silly in the NFL. That's why I'd try and trade for young players if you're going to move anybody. I don't know.
I would just trade for assets, and then hopefully you don't have Barry picking them. I still like Stefanski. I still like him, but I like him more calling plays. But here's what I'm saying about Chubb. There was a big rumor about him retiring after this year. Mm-hmm. The Browns know if that's true, and Chubb knows. But I would go to Chubb and say, look, do you want us to trade you to a contender?
I agree with you. I said this to a couple people yesterday. I just don't see Nick doing it. I don't think they want to trade him, that's for sure.
And here's the other thing. I love Nick Chubb. I think he's terrific. You do too. Injury-free, he's got a Hall of Fame career, I think. But you're not going to get anything for Nick right now. You've got a running back who's come back from an major knee situation and hasn't shown that he's healthy enough to help a contender right now. Let's just be fair and honest about that. I hope Nick finds it again. And maybe it's behind this line, maybe it's in this offense, whatever. He hasn't shown that he's ready to contribute to a contender yet. Here's the issue coming up, and John just touched on it. Do you want Andrew Berry making these picks? If you're trading for draft picks, does that really do you any good?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.